Dreamscape presents Across the Star-Kissed Sea by Arlem Hawkes. Narrated by Shiromi Arserio and Liam Gerard. To everyone who has tripped up, messed up, or fallen short, keep going. There are brighter days ahead. I believe in you. Chapter 1, 17th September, 1811, Portsmouth, England. May Byam. 6 years marked as the daughter of a convict had taught me one thing. I couldn't trust even the people closest to me. Watching Mama pack her trunk to leave only confirmed that. I buried my nose in Papa's old copy of Cooper's poetry to hide the unfathomable scene. "Would you like this?" Mama asked, holding up a poke bonnet with a short brim trimmed in little white silk flowers. "I think my other will better suit my position." She'd loved that bonnet when Papa had bought it for her, before his arrest. She'd hardly worn it since. A pang rippled through my heart as I peeked over my book. "If you do not wish to take it, I will not refuse. My bonnet is in tatters." We hadn't had funds to replace mine. I turned a page, though I wasn't really reading. The one chair we had in our borrowed room dug into my back, but I couldn't give up my seat. In a moment, Mama would go to post her letter to my older sister, Agnes, in London, and then I'd make my escape. If I acted absorbed in my reading, there would be less opportunity for conversation, and she'd leave sooner. I just hoped I wouldn't keep my potential employer waiting. My previous employer had demanded punctuality. I swallowed back the little ache that tried to form in my chest at the thought of poor Mrs. Richardson. "I'll put it on your trunk," Mama said. My tiny book didn't hide the room well enough to block out her movements. As she returned to collecting her belongings, her eyes caught mine. I quickly looked away, but a moment later her hand touched my knee. Oh no, not this again. "May, I know you were angry with me for accepting this work," she sighed. "I felt I had no choice. No choice but to leave her daughter to fend for herself. Ever since Papa's deportation, we'd had only each other. My brother Lewis had never sent funds home. Agnes and James had a house full of children and couldn't afford two more mouths to feed. Mama and I had scrounged for work despite the few options we had, given our connection to my father. The last 6 months we hadn't had more than this 10-foot room to call our home. We'd survived."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?